All right. Hey, guys. If you're watching, you're looking at me on my phone right now, but welcome to RQ Conversations.
AYC.
This is our quick 10-minute dub where we talk about some quick theological chews. One of the things we want to chew on today is salvation.
Salvation.
We are asked constantly, and I mean constantly, and not asked, just statements made flagrantly and
asked
out in the open.
And said.
Yeah, and said.
And told.
Students feel like they have to do well to be saved.
Okay.
If I'm not doing well, I feel distant from God, which means I'm going to hell.
Okay. which makes me question whether I'm saved or not.
Yes, which makes me question whether I'm saved or not. I've been pulling my phone because I want to be able to quote from Romans 10 specifically. But Nate, while I'm looking at that, what would you say to that student? Because we have a lot that deal with that feeling and process.
Yeah, I think first question is, what do you mean by saved? Mm. I think it's good to clarify that because you kind of just mentioned.
Say Christ is Lord.
Say it. Shia LaBeouf. Name them. That's a
movie no one's watched.
Yeah, I was like, hey, no one's seen that
movie. Yeah.
So you have to look at, I think you have to, what do we mean by saved? Whenever we talk about salvation, whenever we mean saved, what we're saying is we will spend eternity with God in heaven because of what Jesus did. So through Jesus, we now have access to the Father.
Right.
Now, from the moment you make that decision for eternity, you're forgiven of your sins. You are saved from your debts, as the Bible calls it. And so whenever we're talking about feeling saved or not feeling saved, I think it's just good to know we're not talking about, am I doing wrong things or am I not doing wrong things?
Salvation has feelings, but it is not a feeling exclusively.
Right.
Salvation also means to be rescued or saved from something.
Yes.
So it is a heart posture that you cannot come through arrogance.
Right.
It is impossible.
Yeah.
Why? And why do we say that? Because when salvation, Ephesians 2:8 is clear, by God's grace, which that word's meaning favor in that context in Greek, by God's grace, charis, God's grace through faith that we have received salvation, Jesus Christ, not by works, meaning Jesus has done all the works on the cross 2,000 years ago. You cannot earn what he already did. Okay? So we just receive through a little bit of faith, meaning you've been convinced. That's what that word means. Also, pistis in Greek in that context means you have been convinced, you have been persuaded that Jesus Christ is Lord, meaning that he is over your life.
Mm-hmm.
He is now determining the cause, the beginning and the end of your decisions in life. We do preach heaven. We do preach that actually in Revelation 21, you see heaven and earth coming together.
Yeah.
And that actually the Lord's come to restore all things where we are. Mm-hmm. But sometimes people get so focused on the end that they almost get mythological.
Sure.
So, okay, so my eternity is secured because I've believed. Yep. So I'm going to do whatever I want to do right now.
Right now. Right.
And you can have that option. Many don't stay with the Lord.
Yes.
They
with put, that mentality
they
comes,
put relational distance. Yep. God has not forsaken you, but you are walking away. And people debate this theologically all the time. I believe it's very, very, very difficult and extremely intentional to walk away from believing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your
life. Yes. It's a decision you make.
I do believe also in Hebrews 6 it is possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And through experience. So I don't think you're being stupid on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And you're being foolish in your character, and you've had a bad year, and that's why you're not saved.
Right.
Okay. Or else, you know, literally no one has a chance.
Right. we're all toast.
Yes. This is something you have received. So this is faith received. Romans 10, I looked it up, and this is very important, and I talk about it every Wednesday when I do this prayer. Romans 10, verses 9 through 10, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. So at first, how this process of salvation happens, you have to believe in your own heart. And the trickiest part about this is only you and God know if you believe. Because many people are fooled by the mouth.
Yep.
but it says in your own heart you believe.
Okay. So what do you say to people who, because we've gotten this question before, people who I said I believed and then life happened and then now I'm like, I'm not sure. I think I believe, but I don't really know. Like I'm kind of on the fence. Am I still saved?
Yeah. I would say that the Lord's not going to be like, you know, you have a few doubts. I'm just going to drop you real quick.
Yeah.
You know, you might do that in your relationships. We have to recognize that the Lord is, it says his mercies are new every day. And there is forgiveness. I think what happens is if you don't develop a lot of times in maturity, and as you wrestle with your faith, there are questions that come to
sure.
it. If you go to the Lord, you'll recognize he hasn't left you.
Yeah.
Like, even though you've had those feelings, your feelings don't determine your salvation.
Hmm.
Your faith does. And faith is not based off your feelings. Faith is a conviction. It is a choice. It is a thought. It is a belief. It are all those things together. That whether I feel this or not, I know this to be true.
Hmm.
I have not seen this come to pass. I do not feel this way, but I believe it.
Yeah.
And the trickiest part with Christians is we want to be able to call other people's shots.
Sure.
We want to go, surely that person's a fake. And in some cases, you'd be like, I mean, there's a lot of evidence that would show based on what they're doing. But ultimately, that's the Lord's choice.
Yeah. Because the Lord's the only one who sees the heart.
They could be very immature and ignorant to what is needed to walk out their faith and not have matured over time.
Yeah.
Some people, they really do love the Lord. They have not sought immaturity and they're ignorant or they're new in their faith. And we're in youth ministry.
Yeah.
Where most think they're more advanced than they are.
Yeah.
And they're young in their faith. And so, you know, we accept students that do some pretty stupid things that we don't agree is ethical or biblical, recognizing you're a baby Christian. Mm-hmm. Babies don't know.
Yeah.
Babies don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They're learning. So God's not going to drop you for a series of bad feelings, circumstances, and decisions.
Yeah. Why do you think that's so hard for, I mean, I would say people in general, to accept the idea of I don't have to work out my salvation? Why do you think that's hard for some people to get around?
Because I don't think there's any model in society today that works that way.
Hmm.
Yeah. That is good.
Mm-hmm.
That is good.
Sure.
Relationships are mostly not unconditional. We're getting the wave. The relationships are not mostly unconditional. You have to earn them. The girl's got to like you. You got to do some work. College, you got to do work. School, you got to do work. Athletics, you got to do work. Fine arts, you got
to
do work.
To get a job.
Dressing appropriately for the time. Every aspect of who you are gets compared and judged to a certain standard that you have to work for. Mm. So this concept is radical in itself, that the work has already been done. Now you get to, out of love, do works from your faith.
Hmm.
And out of conviction and out of obedience and out of honor towards the Lord, I do the work of the Lord.
You're walking that out.
Not because I'm earning it.
Right.
And there's really
very,
very, very, very, very few things in life that are like that.
Yeah.
So it is a hard concept because it runs against how we understand the world of work.
Yeah. Yeah. So key important things to remember. Salvation is not something you earn. There is no amount of good or bad things you can do or not do to earn salvation with God. It is belief and confession in Jesus.
Yeah. Died on the cross, rose again, is the Son of God, and the Lord and Savior of your life. Romans 10, 9 through 10, Ephesians 2, verse 8. Need to know those scriptures. You got to know the truth of them. And you're okay.
And you're saved, and then it's just walking out.
Then it's walking out.
And then it's every day
growing. Then we get to the messy.
Yeah.
Now we
right.
get to the messy part.
That's the messy part.
That's
sure,
the messy
sure.
part.
But you're saved, man. Yes. And you don't lose that on the weekend because you did something bad.
Yep.
Yep.
Correct.
It's good.
Correct.
It's important to remember.
All right. That's our quick session, y'all. Very important. Hopefully you took some notes. If you have questions, shoot it our way. But we love you, and we'll see you later.
Later.